US special forces have been photographed for the first time in Syria, helping Kurdish fighters as they advance on Islamic State's de facto capital, Raqqa. The pictures were snapped by an agency reporter for AFP.
Pictures kind of give it away. The low-profile helmets, the unique camouflage, the latest weaponry that doesn't go for export, advanced and expensive communications gear. These are American troops, and they're armed to the teeth. Yet, Washington maintains that they aren't there to fight.
They are not on the forward line. They are providing advice and assistance. And again, I'm not going to get into details, but that mission has not changed. Their role has not changed. They are not leading this fight. They are supporting those forces that are at the leading edge.
Funnily enough, SDF officials on the ground are reportedly saying that these guys are everywhere. They're on the ground, they're in the air, they're on the front lines where the fighting is taking place, fighting against ISIS. So clearly, you know, if you listen to them, they're involved in the fight. We've heard for a while, Obama promised there'd be no boots on the ground in Syria. Well, now you have boots on the ground in Syria. Funny thing is, though, insignia. Often the insignia, American flags, are missing from their uniforms. And you have them, American Special Forces, with YPG and, in this case, YPJ. That's an all-female unit of Kurdish fighters, with their insignia on instead. Certainly, you know, that goes along with the American line with no boots on the ground, though it's no secret. And Washington, in fact, has perhaps been taking it as a bit of a joke.
I mean, there's no point in arguing the boots on the ground rhetoric. It's absolutely no point in it. I'm not disputing the fact that we have troops on the ground and they're wearing boots.
So there you go. Somebody in Syria is wearing boots.
So has Turkey reacted? What have they got to say about it?
It's no surprise. Turkey is hacked off, really. You have the Turkish foreign minister now saying that, take a listen for yourself.
It is not acceptable for US soldiers to wear YPG terrorist arm badges. This is double standards, two-faced.
The YPG has made more progress against the Islamic State than anyone else. Yet Turks consider these guys, as well as all Kurdish military units, apart from Iraqi ones, to be terrorists, blanket. And you now have the United States, a Turkish NATO ally, their special forces wearing YPG insignia. So, you know, Turkey's understandably very upset about this one.